We have Caroline Matthews, who will be discussing fostering, which there is a bit of a shortage nationally and especially within the Alnwick area.
I'm from Northumberland County Council, and our fostering team is currently joining up with North Tyneside Council as well. So as two teams, we're looking for foster carers all across Northumberland and North Tyneside, but particularly in the Alnwick area.
Yeah, because there is a shortage, isn't there?
There's a massive shortage. At any one time, both teams are looking for about 20 new foster carers. So it's in the Alnwick area particularly, we've got a need because we have a children's home here.
Which one's that?
At Thornbury. And it's just out on the outskirts of Alnwick. We're looking for carers to provide long-term foster care, but I'll talk a bit more about that at the moment.
You're looking for long-term, but you'll also be looking for short-term.
Short-term.
And you did sort of mention that there's different types as well.
So different types of people. They come from all different types of backgrounds, different households. It could be a family with children, with older children, or it could be single people as well.
So do you look to mix, to integrate, obviously, kids that you've got to go into fostering? Do you look for them to integrate with families where there's already children there?
Some have their own family, right, their own children. Others don't have children at all in the household. So we tend to prefer families with older children, because we prefer foster children to be younger than your own. You know, it's lots of different households, because there's lots of different types of foster care.
And there's also different people.
Yes. So, I mean, in terms of the different types of foster care, I've mentioned long-term care. So, for kids aged 7 to 12, they'll come to stay with you for around about that age, and they'll stay with you till they're ready to fly the nest. So, that's a huge need in the Alnwick area, because Thornbury, that I mentioned, is home, where children will, they'll be staying in the children's home till they're about 11 or 12, and we like to move them on into a family setting. So that's a huge need in this area. But there's also short to medium term care, right, which is for children of all ages, and that could be for a few weeks up to 2 to 3 years.
What's the youngest foster kids?
Naught. So
right, basically from babies, you do babies.
Yeah, from newborn babies up to 18-year-old. And, you know, where carers who look after babies are doing a different job to those that look after teenagers. So, but they're all necessary jobs, really. So lots of people can choose to do lots of different types of their care, because the kids need different types of help. You know, ordinary kids going through extraordinary times in their lives.
What kind of kids? I mean, we're going to touch on something yet. You're not going to get old kids who are all goody-two-shoes. You're going to get kids that have got various different problems.
Well, it's issues that they're working through, because if you think things aren't right in your life, you're going, you know, ordinary person, just going through extraordinary times. They need extra support with self-esteem, helping their schoolwork. And yes, some children do have challenging behaviours, but we offer support and training to help you cope with that.
I look at kids, and this is just me, kids are just young adults. And everybody's got needs, and you've got to take time and sit and listen. It's no good. Can you? Oh, I'll do it later. You can't do that. You've got to take time. You know, I've got two kids of my own, and it's not easy bringing up kids.
No, and I mean, that's a good point you made. They are like little people.
They are. They're young adults.
Mm-hmm. Young adults. I mean, it's you're helping them in all different kinds of ways as well. So, and it's different to traditional parenting, but you know, parenting, it's a form of parenting for these children. Yeah. While their own family aren't able to look after them.
It's not always a case of telling them what to do, it's advising them. I think it's how you speak to them, because if you say you must do that, that's when the rebellious streak, because we've all been there as kids, we all become a little bit rebellious. Yes. You must do this, you must be in then, you know, so it's being a normal parent isn't easy, but being a foster parent, you know, it's a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it's in terms of being a foster carer, you need lots of different qualities, and one of them's listening, you've said there. Resilience. And one of the words that came up on a course the other day was bounce back ability. So, you know, it's being flexible and helping these kids, and, you know, dealing with the unknown a lot of the time as well, so, which is great. But a sense of humour is definitely needed, and the enthusiasm to look after other people's kids, really.
What support is there?
Tons of support, because you need it as a foster carer. You're definitely not on your own. There's a huge training and development package. So you start off, you have training as part of your assessment.
Is that in-house, or do you go somewhere for that?
That's across at Hepscott Park, 3 consecutive Saturdays that you have as part of your application process. So that's like your pre-approval training. And then once you become a carer, there's courses you need to do as part of your first 1 to 2 years.
Is that a carer or is that a foster?
Foster carer.
I was going to say, because when you said that, I thought, is there two stages?
No, it's foster carer, that's the full title, but often shortened.
So it's three Saturdays, is it a full day or half day?
Full days. It takes you through what to expect about foster care, the role, how you're part of the wider team, why children come into care, and more about how foster caring is different to traditional parenting. Yes. It's different to other types of child care as well, with it being 24/7 in the home. So that's a really good course to get you started. But then once you become a carer, you do compulsory courses as part of your first year.
So it's always an ongoing training?
Ongoing development all the time, yeah. To help you be a better foster carer to children and young people. So with that you do like first aid, safeguard.
I would imagine that is done also, it's, you know, once you become a foster parent, it's not a case, right, we'll just left you alone, get on with it. It's just so you, as a foster parent, realise that there's constant support there all the time. Yes. So obviously they keep bringing you back periodically. How's it going? This is what we need you to learn here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it's not a case of, there you are, that's it. You've done your training, we'll just forget about you.
Certainly not. It's you need a network with other foster carers as well, which is what the training's about. And you've got your support groups, regular support groups to meet up with other carers. And you've got a dedicated supervising social worker. 24/7 telephone support, so you know, all of the time, you know, if you need someone at 3 o'clock in the morning, which doesn't happen very often, but there is telephone support there. You also get a buddy mentor when you first become a carer, so you're matched up with an experienced carer in your area, which is great. And we found that's worked really well with new carers recently. And financial support, you know, not least,
because that's what we did sort of talk about. And what I said, you know, you've got to be 100% focused on the job. The money is, I suppose, secondary.
Yeah, well, we've found that, you know, people can't afford to foster like they used to in voluntary. It's not a voluntary role. We pay a weekly fee, which is starts off at just over £105 per week. And you get an allowance dependent on the age of the child when they're staying with you. You get a regular 52 weeks.
Do you think the government should put more money into it?
They have done, and that's why we've got the fees now. So, where, you know, you get extra allowances for the needs of the child. Yeah. So,
I mean, like I said, you can't just do it for the money.
Certainly not.
You've got to do it for the children.
You couldn't afford to pay a foster carer their 24/7 wage, but it's, you know, you've got to have the be child centred.
You've got to give something back.
Definitely. And you've got to get something out of it yourself. People do say it's very rewarding, very challenging, but, you know, they do get a lot out of it as individuals and for the rest of their family as well.
I have actually, we did talk about this before, and there's one family, you know, and it springs to mind that friends of my sister, I'm sure they were fostering, but I haven't seen them for a while. But, you know, you've got to be there for the kids. If you do it for the money, then, I mean, to me, you might as well not do it. But you're looking for people who are 100% dedicated. It's not going to be easy, because life isn't easy. Kids aren't easy. You know, I've got kids my own, they've never been easy, but you've got to be there for them, and you've got to treat them as, we say, young adults.
Yes, exactly.
And talk to them, not tell them.
Yeah, and I mean, you're there for them for whatever time, whether it's regular short break or respite or like the longer term, as we said. So the kids have different needs, so there's lots of different foster care for you to choose to do as well. Ring in and have a one-to-one with either myself or one of the members of the fostering team, and just have an informal chat with her about, you know, your household, how you see fostering fitting into your life, and we can answer questions, because people ask questions, am I too old, can I foster if I'm single, do I have to have my own home. The very basic criteria is that you have a dedicated spare bedroom and that you're very child and young person centred.
Is there a contact number?
There is. It's 01670 534 450.
And the website?
And the website is the Northumberland County Council website, which is northumberland.gov.uk/fostering.
Just put fostering in, you'll get it.
If you put fostering Northumberland into Google, or one of the other reputable search engines, then you'll get Northumberland County Council's page there as well.